Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Ben, welcome back. And sincerely, the last time you were on, you know, people might say something occasionally, but it was overwhelming. So thank you.
Well, thanks for having me, and I appreciate the audience.
So, Ben, this is did it surprise you what you were finding here? We see some of the things I know that Biden talked about with college students, and Kamala Harris has done that. But the headline you have here is Biden bucks Zuckerbucks on steroids.
Yeah, the Biden bucks operation really takes sort of the method that was used in the 2020 race to drive out, to register and mobilize voters that had not previously been registered among Democrat cohorts, and drive that advantage in the on-the-ground game to win in swing states and in the counties and districts they needed to win. But what makes this effort distinct is that, unlike with the Zuckbucks that people can understand, where you had private financing of public election offices, and the private financing was associated with the left, and the election offices were outsourcing services to the left, and that led to a massive push for mail-in voting, ballot harvesting, ballot curing, et cetera, and the dollars were targeted towards the jurisdictions that Joe Biden needed to drive out the vote to win. This time, you have the entire federal government engaged in an analogous effort. And it's through this executive order, 14-019 from the Biden administration, which, of course, like all executive orders, is all about, we want to enhance the franchise in this country. We want more people engaging in democracy. And who could disagree with that? But the method in which they're doing this represents arguably a massive violation of federalism and the Constitution, and also probably a slew of other potential laws as well, like the Hatch Act and others, because what they are doing is mobilizing every single federal agency, over 600 offices, to do whatever they can, wherever they can, to register and mobilize voters. And when you look at the kinds of methods that the offices are undertaking and the offices that we're talking about here, disproportionately, they're catering to Democrats. This includes, by the way, at naturalization ceremonies. This mm-hmm. includes paying students with federal work study funds to go out and register voters. This includes people engaging with HUD or with food stamps. So it's a very clear, arguable Democrat get out the vote effort that we are subsidizing via these agencies, sometimes agencies that have nothing to do whatsoever with voting, setting aside whether the Fed should be involved with this part of elections. And to boot, they are partnering with quote unquote nonpartisan third party groups to help coordinate and facilitate these efforts. And the feds won't tell us hardly anything about the strategic plans that every agency was to develop, implement, and execute. and also what the criteria were for these third-party nonprofits. But when you look at the available evidence that we have through litigation and FOIA, it's very clear that it's a coterie of left-wing, you know, progressive but doing business as nonpartisan pro-democracy groups that are the ones at minimum advising the government on this executive order. And the number that they cite, they being the groups behind this push, an effort that was really developed by Demos, a progressive think tank, is they believe they can get 3.5 million new or updated voters registered annually to the extent this is fully implemented. And this is but one way in which our taxpayer dollars are being used to potentially subsidize a massive Democrat get out the vote effort. And the other leg of this that we talk about in this article, which was something that was certainly new to me, was how Democrats have exploited charities, 501c3s, that are barred by the IRS from engaging in partisan political activity to tax-free allow wealthy donors to put up infinite sums of money, again, tax-exempt, as well as being able to unlock tens or hundreds of millions of dollars from private foundations that would also be barred from engaging in partisan political activity to flow hundreds of millions of dollars in funds annually to these 501c3 charities that also present themselves as nonpartisan. But what they actually do is they go out and they try to register and mobilize voters who, if you look at the cohorts they're targeting, are clearly disproportionately Democrat. And historically, they've targeted them in the swing states. So what this looks like is another Democrat get out the vote effort under the guise of nonpartisan, let's get people engaged in democracy in a way that allows for tax-exempt, infinite funding from wealthy Democrat donors, as well as the unlocking of, again, of potentially hundreds of millions of dollars from private foundations that would be barred from this. So there's a loophole that's being exploited on the left, and there is nothing remotely comparable to this on the right, certainly when it comes to the Biden bucks, because the right does not control the federal agencies, and then nothing comparable in the way of potentially exploiting 501c3 charities for political ends like Democrats are doing.
Now, we were surprised, I don't know about you, with Zuckerbucks. I remember reading this small article, and because Philadelphia is very suspect, Ben, just so you know, in case you're ever invested, the woman who heads up the voting process in Philadelphia County, Lisa Dealey, has been barred. She was a former notary public because of a divorce case and what she didn't check and all that that accrued against the real wife. She was barred for life, according to news reports, as a notary public, yet she runs the voting process here. And seeing her name in there, when I saw this phenomena of these satellite offices, which I believe are polling places, big battle broke out, but we were not allowed to eyeball them. They said they're just any other state office. So that was surprising. $411 million, I think. The Trump campaign and Republican RNC, are they surprised by this? Are they doing anything about it?
Well, I don't think there's clearly not an effort, a comparable effort to use 501c3s the way Democrats are. And the people that I spoke with in connection with this piece speculate that that's in large part, or in part at least, likely because of the chill about potentially running afoul of the IRS when you go back to the targeting of the Tea Party. So, you know, there's a notion here that the prosecutorial discretion of the IRS is such that Democrats can get away with what they want to get away with respect to exploiting a potential loophole here, if not flouting the law, and Republicans would get punished to the nth degree. When it comes to Biden bucks, obviously, as well, nothing comparable. And we've seen a push from the RNC on a few grounds. One is certainly the lawfare, although it's much more defensive, that is trying to protect and ensure that voter integrity laws are maintained when under attack by Democrat lawfare attack dogs. We have seen in a couple dozen states a push to bar Zuckbucks, and there is a Zuckbucks 2.0 effort, but they've tried to largely circumvent the states, avoid the states rather, where they do have these bans on private financing or foreign financing of our public election offices. But the push seems to be more about bank the vote, is what the RNC had called it, of let's push people to vote early and at times vote absentee, basically under the idea that you can't leave it to risk that at Election Day there's bad weather or other issues.
And well, to that point, but oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say there's certainly talk about registering and mobilizing voters, and some speculate that, look, even if Republicans were as serious about ballot harvesting or absentee voting as Democrats, there's still not infrastructure that's been laid over multiple decades. And also, by nature of where Republican demographics lie, you don't have cohorts concentrated, for example, in urban centers, where it'd be very easy to execute a similar campaign. If you make the assumption that Republican voters are spread out more generally, as a practical matter, it's harder to compete. So you're talking about a party that's basically a couple decades behind, or at least a decade behind in these efforts. And Democrats will likely be perfecting the next big thing in voter registration and mobilization by the time Republicans maybe have mounted something like a similar effort. That's my assessment of it.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, because we got the numbers for the Pennsylvania primary, which is not a big deal, not like the presidential, from Bucks County, which is kind of a tell district. And Republicans did pretty well. Democrats, about 15% mail-in ballots that were requested. Republicans, about 6. And our people say, well, 2.5 times would not be bad versus what it usually is. But you feel, too, that they're still ahead of the game because they've been working at this for 10 or 20 years.
Yeah, and, you know, I talk about in this piece the infamous Time Magazine 2021 article about the conspiracy, the shadow campaign, as they call it, to fortify so-called the 2020 election. And the people in there admit, despite the editorializing in the title of the article and in some of the text, you know, they admit that what happened in 2020 was the culmination of a long-running effort. I mean, Democrats have been pushing for decades for lax voter integrity laws, for more absentee and remote voting. So they've crafted a system that they already had in place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The infrastructure to exploit, and they continue to perfect it. Now, on the other hand, if you wanted to look at a bullish signal, and you would know that you would have insights into Pennsylvania probably far beyond me. But I've seen Selena Zito, for example, write about the fact that if you look at voter registration, the margin, the gap between registered Democrats and registered Republicans has shrunk dramatically in the last 4 years. So is that a bullish signal? Is that indicative of GOP efforts, or is that just a response to this is what's happened in the Democrat Party? Or you had people who for generations voted Democrat or were registered Democrat but started voting Republican and hadn't updated their voter ID. You know, it's to be seen. But you basically have these conflicting forces of where we see the polls lie, which certainly trend in Donald Trump's direction, what all the typical indicators in a typical America and a typical election atmosphere would suggest about what's going to happen in 2024. But then you have a Democrat machine, which is shrewd, which is intelligent, which is pushing on every single lever possible to try and win. And so the question is going to be ultimately, what wins at the end? Is it the sort of merits of the situation or what you would typically see correlate with an electoral victory? Or is it going to be the ground game and all of the other machinations that Democrats have really perfected to try and win in closely contested national races, and in particular in the jurisdictions where they need to drive out their ballots to win?
Beautifully put. The article to editor at large, Real Clear Investigations, Ben Weingarten, how taxpayers will heavily subsidize Democrat boots on the ground this election. What are you working on next, Ben?
Just a few things in the docket. One thing that I think I'll be focusing on is the burgeoning attack on the IRS whistleblowers in the Hunter Biden and broader Biden family investigation. There's been a little bit written on it, but there's a concerted effort by Hunter Biden's team to go after those whistleblowers, and it appears that the DOJ itself is pulling its punches when it comes to defending the whistleblowers when attacked in court filings in the litigation that's going on. So that's one thing to look for. And then I should also point out, I participated in a Heritage Weaponization of U.S. Government symposium yesterday. It's an exceptional symposium. Everyone should check it out. I was on a panel, myself and Mike Benz, moderated by Kara Frederick on the censorship industrial complex. Urge everyone to check that out as well.
I have Rand Paul tomorrow night. What's the number one thing we do speaker series with him? Big event, Ben. I have only 48 questions so far. What's one thing Ben Weingarten would ask Rand Paul?
Well, I would be curious to ask him, what is the Republican plan to combat Democrat use of the federal government to drive out likely Democrat voters? But set that aside, I would probably ask him, you know, what concrete, tangible evidence can you point to that the censorship industrial complex won't meddle, interfere in our elections in 2024 as they did in 2020? And what are you as a U.S. senator doing to prevent that kind of political interference?
All right. After the bourbon questions we have for him tomorrow night, that'll be right there.
Appreciate that.
Thank you, Ben. Great work as usual. Thank you very much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!